This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with news and commentary for Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. After a spike in Jefferson County COVID-19 cases last week, the numbers are now stable. Only one new case was reported over the weekend, bringing the number of cases to 28. 19 are designated as in-county exposures, while 9 are presumed as out-of-county exposures. Of 685 patients tested, 651 have come back negative, while 9 patients are awaiting the results. This represents a 4.9% positive testing ratio. During a presentation to the Jefferson County Board of Commissioners on Monday, Health Officer Dr. Thomas Locke cited a dramatic improvement in acquiring test results. Not so long ago, it took as long as 2 weeks to get the results. Now it's decreased to a few days. Locke told the commissioners that a self-test could be available to county residents in May. This would allow people to test at home and increase the ability to test people in high-risk categories who are asymptomatic. Locally, the first line of defense is the Jefferson Healthcare COVID-19 Respiratory Nurse Contact Line. Anyone who feels they are infected should call in and discuss their symptoms to determine whether a test is appropriate. Another option is to call your health care provider, but turning up at the emergency room unannounced is strongly discouraged. A hospital spokesperson said the calls have decreased in the past weeks, indicating that the stay-at-home directives are successful in preventing a widespread infection. This is substantiated by a report from the Washington Department of Health stating that social distancing has prevented the breadth of an outbreak in the state's largest county. Even if this is good news, people are urged to maintain this distance for the foreseeable future. The nurse contact hotline, 360-344-3094, is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. In response to the growth of COVID-19 cases, the Washington Health Benefit Exchange announced a limited-time special enrollment period for qualified individuals who are currently without insurance. The special enrollment period runs through May 8th. It allows uninsured individuals to enroll in health insurance coverage through Washington Health Plan Finder. Such plans can go into effect as early as May 1st. For more information, go to the Washington Health Exchange website or contact a local insurance agent who is a certified health exchange navigator. Summer in Port Townsend is essentially canceled, with the Roadie Festival, Centrum Summer Programs, and The Thing among the casualties. The race to Alaska is still in limbo, with a final decision as to whether to go ahead due on April 24th. In a normal year, the Port Townsend to Coopville ferry route would kick into a two-boat service in May. This won't happen until at least June 20th, as the Washington State Ferries announced it will continue its winter sailing schedule until that date. The system is automatically canceling long-term reservations based on the spring schedule. It has also canceled international service to and from Sydney, British Columbia, until June 21st at the earliest. In all likelihood, the system will be able to accommodate all passengers due to a general decline in ridership. Also in a normal year, your 2019 tax return would be due tomorrow. In March, the IRS extended that deadline to July 15th. This wasn't really necessary, as we've had plenty of time to fill out our tax forms during the last few weeks. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant with some of today's news. Thank you for listening to KPTZ FM 91.9 in Port Townsend.